the role of IPSCs in farm animals and wildlife conservation. Since their discovery in 2006, induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs, have been potently transforming regenerative medicine, biotechnology, and conservation. Their ability to be reprogrammed from adult somatic cells unlocks new possibilities for enhancing farm animal reproduction, boosting disease resistance, and improving food quality, while also playing a pivotal role in wildlife conservation and species revival. However, their use raises ethical concerns, including the risks of genetic modification, unforeseen ecological consequences, and the moral dilemmas surrounding species extinction. In agriculture, iPSCs have the potential to enhance livestock productivity, strengthen disease resistance, and drive advancements in lab-grown meat. Beyond farming, iPSCs offer groundbreaking solutions for conserving endangered species. Despite these promising applications, challenges such as low reprogramming efficiency and limited differentiation capacity remain barriers to widespread adoption. Below, BioInformant's team of analysts explores how IPSC applications are being leveraged across a diverse range of domestic and wild animal species. iPSCs in animal conservation. In farm animals, iPSCs offer immense potential for improving livestock health and commercial productivity. iPSCs can be used to generate gametes for breeding programs, which could help overcome issues such as inbreeding and genetic bottlenecks in livestock populations. By expanding the genetic pool, these technologies can improve disease resistance, increase reproductive efficiency, and enhance traits such as growth rate and meat quality. Moreover, iPSCs have shown promise in the development of lab-grown meat, also known as cultured or cell-based meat. This innovation could significantly reduce the environmental impact of traditional livestock farming, as it requires fewer resources and produces fewer greenhouse gas emissions. Today, there are at least 78 companies worldwide that are involved with the rapidly expanding field of cultured meat production. Additionally, iPSCs can be used to create disease-resistant animals, potentially reducing the need for antibiotics and minimizing the risk of infectious, zoonotic, diseases. Porcine iPSCs. Pigs are valuable preclinical models due to their physiological similarity to humans. Studies on porcine iPSCs, PIPSCs, not only benefit animal production but also advance human medical research. The first porcine iPSCs, also called PIPSCs, generated in 2009, were derived from fetal and postnatal fibroblasts and bone marrow cells using OSKM, OCD4, SOX2, KLF4, and c-MYC, or an extended OSKML, including NANOG and LIN28, reprogramming cocktail. Since then, advancements in reprogramming techniques have led to the development of PIPSCs with improved pluripotency and differentiation potential, making them more suitable for both agricultural and biomedical applications. Researchers are also exploring the potential of PIPSCs for genetic modifications that could enhance disease resistance in pigs, ultimately improving herd health and food security. Additionally, PIPSCs hold promise for xenotransplantation, as genetically engineered porcine cells could provide a renewable source of organs for human transplantation. Bovine iPSCs. Bovine iPSCs, BIPSCs, hold significant potential in agriculture and biotechnology. Their applications include understanding embryonic differentiation in ruminants, improving genetic traits for disease resistance and productivity, and facilitating stem cell-based preclinical therapies for conditions like sideral anemia and leukocyte adhesion deficiency. Ovine and caprine iPSCs. Sheep, ovine, and goat, caprine, iPSCs are essential for agricultural advancements and biomedical research. In 2011, researchers successfully reprogrammed ovine fetal fibroblasts using a DOX-inducible antiviral vector system. Additional studies have generated iPSCs from ovine embryo fibroblasts via retroviral OSKM expression. Equine iPSCs. As horses are frequently affected by musculoskeletal disorders, equine iPSCs, IPSCs, are promising tools for treating injuries and understanding similar human conditions. Unlike other farm animal iPSCs, IPSCs have been reprogrammed exclusively using human or mouse OSKM factors, sometimes without c-MYC. Avian iPSCs. Bird embryos are widely used to study tissue development and cell fate determination. Avian iPSCs, such as quail iPSCs, enable researchers to explore embryonic development in non-mammalian vertebrates. These cells are typically reprogrammed from embryonic fibroblasts using OSKM factors. iPSCs in animal conservation. Beyond agriculture, iPSCs offer solutions for conserving endangered species and reducing reliance on traditional livestock farming. Conservationists are utilizing iPSCs to protect and revive endangered and extinct species. The San Diego Zoo Institute's Frozen Zoo contains over 10,000 tissue samples from 1,000-plus species, serving as a critical resource for generating IPSClines for birds, primates, bovids, and large cats. These cell lines not only provide a means for studying genetic diversity but also hold the potential for reproductive technologies, such as creating gametes for artificial breeding programs. The Genome 10K project further contributes to this effort by providing genomic data for species preservation. A significant milestone in this domain was the creation of embryonic stem cells, ESCs, and embryos from the critically endangered northern white rhinoceros, bridging the gap between ESC and IPSC research. Researchers are now working to refine differentiation protocols that would enable iPSCs to generate functional sperm and egg cells, offering a potential lifeline for species with dwindling populations. Additionally, iPSCs could facilitate interspecies surrogacy, allowing closely related species to carry embryos of endangered animals to term, further expanding conservation possibilities. De-extinction efforts using iPSCs. Scientists are also exploring IPSC technology to resurrect extinct species such as the Tasmanian tiger, passenger pigeon, dodo, and woolly mammoth. Australia's Lazarus Project is actively working to restore the southern gastric brooding frog, a species declared extinct in the 1980s. A landmark case into extinction research involved the discovery of a well-preserved woolly mammoth calf in Siberia in 2007. Using CRISPR-Cas9 genome editing, scientists integrated mammoth genes into the Asian elephant genome, aiming to create a hybrid species capable of surviving in colder climates. Despite these breakthroughs, the success rate of IPSC-derived reproductive techniques remains low, 5% to 13%. Additionally, animals generated through IPSC technologies often require captive environments, raising concerns about their reintegration into natural habitats. However, history has shown that species reintroduction can restore ecological balance. For instance, the reintroduction of gray wolves in Yellowstone National Park helped regulate elk populations, allowing the resurgence of native vegetation. iPSCs in farm animals and wildlife conservation. To summarize, the use of iPSCs in farm animals and wildlife conservation is an exciting and rapidly evolving field. While challenges remain, ongoing research continues to unlock new possibilities for improving agriculture, preserving biodiversity, and even reversing extinction. With continued advancements in stem cell technology, the future of animal health, conservation, and sustainable food production looks promising. As research progresses, refining reprogramming techniques and increasing efficiency will be key to making these applications more viable. Furthermore, ethical considerations surrounding de-extinction and species conservation must be carefully navigated to ensure that these efforts contribute positively to ecosystems rather than disrupting them. By integrating IPSC advancements with traditional conservation strategies, we can pave the way for a more sustainable and ethically responsible future for both domesticated and wild animal populations. To learn about the rapidly expanding market for iPSCs, view the Global IPSC Industry Report, Market Size, Trends, and Forecasts, 2025. IPSC Cell Market Report.